always really want to see you and be with you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. Your friendly, I hope, lawyer, lady, and economist, board game lover, and all-around nerd that you can listen to every day from 2 to 4 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network. I come to you from 5:40 a.m. WAUK. If you need a little wardrobe refresh for 2025, you can pick up some AUK swag and gear. Just go to civicmedia.us. Up in the right-hand corner, you will find our store. You can check out some of the fine gear we got there. And, you know, again, little wardrobe refresh. I like a good graphic tee and hoodie just with the best of them. I have to say, it's been a lovely thing working on the radio for almost, we're going to hit my year anniversary pretty soon here in 2025. As a lawyer, I had to dress up all the gosh. Oh, thank you, Cardi. Almost a year. My good friend Jane Matinair just clocked her year anniversary. Congrats to Jane and everybody here on Civic Media. Love the fact that in radio, I do not have to wear the old monkey suit on the reg anymore. It was not fun. I should probably have a ceremonial burning of all my like nylons and really... Of course, I would give away all of my suits and things. I'll hang on to a couple of my favorites. But it's been a pleasure to be here with each and every one of you. Had a really important note from one of our regular callers and texters. This is Matt from Middleton. Matt reminded me to shop local in every community. There are usually fantastic board game and other gaming stores. In fact, there's one that I pass when I go to WRJN in Racine. There's some great stores here in Milwaukee. So do, if you can, get your board games that we may have inspired during our last discussion from your local board game store. Tomorrow I'm going to spend a good amount of time talking about these major legal events in 2024. Being a lawyer, want to share some of my commentary, but I wanted to give some flavor to each and every one of you about what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. Now, I'm certain that all of you would pick the Supreme Court's immunity decision, right? Like, that's a gimme. We know we're talking about that. We know what it did. We don't yet know the full ramifications of that decision. So one of the things that I'm going to cover tomorrow as well is the filing that Donald Trump made today, trying to, requesting that the U.S. Supreme Court stop his sentencing that is scheduled for Friday. One of the reasons that I'm holding this over to tomorrow for us to talk about together is because maybe there will be some development tomorrow from the U.S. Supreme Court ahead of Donald Trump's sentencing on Friday. Also, in the course of that discussion, I will talk about the needle threading that Judge Mershon did in his prior decision that he issued about 2 weeks ago, where he declined basically to vacate Donald Trump's state law-based fraud conviction. This was the fraud case from New York court. So that's the immunity decision. You know, this very real news breaking as we're on the air, going to talk about it more tomorrow. That's, you know, the implications of declaring that U.S. presidents are kings in many respects. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. We know that the Supreme Court also threw out a bunch of the obstruction of Congress charges related to January 6th. That was also a big deal. But two of the very, nerdy things that I've talked about on the show before, but that I want to elevate today and that we'll talk more about tomorrow are these two decisions. One is a Supreme Court decision, and that is on the Chevron doctrine. The Chevron doctrine has stood for over 20 years, and it basically means that generalist Article III judges who are not specialists in any given subject matter area cannot substitute their judgment for the judgment of regulators, meaning the agencies within the federal government, within the executive branch of government, when it comes to regulations, unless the regulation basically interferes and is inconsistent with the enabling legislation that came from Congress, or is entirely sort of unreasonable and completely outside of the bounds of conceivable. They have gotten rid of that standard. In its place is, we're not exactly sure. So what does that mean for you and for me? I will grant you that regulations need to be improved and made more efficient. But as I've always said, regulations are for regular people. They keep our air, water clean and keep our business competition fair. Last but not least is net neutrality. Yes, wonky, which means we'll cover that tomorrow on this, The Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for having a good time with me this afternoon with both the wonk and the fun. You can count on both here every day. I'm Maggie Dawn. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia is up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.